This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I caught up on a fair amount of entertainment in the last few days because I wasn't feeling exceptionally well, and I'm not going to have time to talk about this today, but the Osama bin Laden documentary that's on Netflix right now is incredible. It is absolutely incredible.
Really?
It is must-see. It's three parts. I was blown away. Our friend Ethan Hannaford, who is our regular producer, he's a little under the weather, and I sent him a message this morning, and I said, hey, if you're looking for something to watch, he goes, oh, I binged it on Saturday.
Oh,
wow. It was incredible, so I'm going to get into that. But we've talked with my friend John Ziegler quite a bit over the years. He has a podcast now called The Death of Journalism. John and I have known each other for a long time. There was a certain point, I can't remember how many years ago, he guided me into a really, really deep dive podcast called With the Benefit of Hindsight, which is on the Jerry Sandusky Penn State case, Joe Paterno, all that stuff. And, you know, I even said this a few minutes ago when I was promoting this. It's an uncomfortable topic to wade into because people think they know things about that. And when you dig in, and John has really dug in and he brings the receipts, there's a completely different perspective. And the reason that this is important is because a lot of the things that happened back then with that case and the media narrative that took off, very, very similar to other things that have happened recently, including this big cover-up with Joe Biden. But I invited John to come on the show, and I was going to play something first, but he's willing to sit through it, so I think I'm going to have him set it up. He had a fascinating conversation with Bob Costas. And what's interesting is the conversation with Bob Costas was for the Death of Journalism podcast, but it crossed over into the Sandusky situation because Bob was the guy that interviewed Jerry Sandusky in a very historic interview back whenever that was, 13, 14 years ago. Now, Mr. Ziegler is much better at setting these things up. John, are you there right now?
I am indeed, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. And I wanted to, and look, I'll do this at the end of our segment because I didn't want to make you sit through it because you know what he said. He tells this fascinating story about being on an airplane with Johnny Cochran and the O.J. Simpson situation, but that also crosses into everything that we're talking about as well. But let me have you sort of share the story of your relationship with Bob and how these conversations came about, because I did not listen to the podcast with the Death of Journalism. I do want to listen to that. You've offered this other portion about the Sandusky case up there for free right now. I've put it on my Twitter. It's fascinating. My opinion is it should be national news, probably, this information and these responses that come out. But you can set it up far better than I.
Well, the context here is important, and you've pointed out maybe the most significant element of this, which is that to this day, most people, when they remember the Sandusky case, they cite the interview between Bob Costas and Jerry Sandusky as the reason that they believe for sure that Jerry Sandusky was guilty of all charges and that there really was a scandal at Penn State. And I get that. I totally understand it.
Right.
And when that occurred, I did the prison interview with Jerry Sandusky after the trial. Bob's was after the arrest. Mine was after Jerry Sandusky was convicted. And Bob called me before I went on the Today Show. This was 12 years ago, to kind of compare notes. And that started, a rather interesting relationship that has gone in a lot of different directions. Bob and I have communicated, hundreds of times, maybe on dozens of different topics, but I've always tried to keep him in the loop on the Penn State Sandusky case because I really trust in Bob's judgment. I think he is a very smart person. I know a lot of your audience thinks of him as a liberal, but he's not nearly as liberal as a lot of people perceive. He and I have had discussions about that. He is he's very fair and he's very diligent. He has followed everything I've sent him for 12 years, and he agreed to do this interview where I did not anticipate even getting into the Penn State case.
Right.
And to my great surprise, pleasantly so, he started to engage me and asking me questions about my theory, which was, you've mentioned O.J., and this is where this goes. He starts talking about O.J. at the end of this 30-minute discussion. Bizarrely, we are not just both associated with the Penn State Sandusky case. We're both associated with the O.J. Simpson case for other reasons. Bob was obviously O.J.'s co-host at NBC, and I have several connections to the case that are rather bizarre. And, in a weird way, to use the O.J. analogy, this interview was a little bit like if Marcia Clark had interviewed Johnny Cochran, depending on your perspective on the case. That's how different our points of view, or at least in perception, have been. Although Bob points out during the interview, he doesn't want people to think that we're adversarial on this because we're both trying to find the truth. And so he goes into this story, which I had never heard before, to my knowledge, he's never told before, about meeting Johnny Cochran on a plane. In the context of, why his concern about why Jerry Sandusky didn't hire a dream team, and I have, I think, a very good explanation for that. And, Bob tells this very interesting story on our Death of Journalism podcast.
Well, let me hold on that just because I want to get everything else here. I just didn't want to have you. That's like a 3-minute story, so I'll wait here till the end. But as you know, because we've talked about this, you know what's interesting? I've been in St. Louis. I've been back here since 2006. I've had Bob on my show mainly to talk about some charities here in the past. He's always been great when I'm on Camo X. Camo X was his home. He's part of the Camo X family. I've never met Bob Costas in person. But about a year ago, as you know, John, he reached out to me, and he was concerned about the perception that people had here in St. Louis about what he was saying about Trump, et cetera. And we started a dialogue. And that dialogue continued pretty much up until about the assassination attempt, because the game kind of changed at that point. But what Bob was saying was he was trying to indicate, and this is true, he had been making the case about Biden and maybe even about the media not focusing on the right things about Biden for a while. And he felt like he wanted to share this with the audience. For whatever reason, we just kind of got thrown off track last year, and we didn't ever have that conversation on the air. But I found this fascinating, and I want you to kind of talk a little bit, because as I indicated here at the beginning of the hour, this whole Sandusky thing, even when you pitch this to me, you start telling me about it, I'm like, Zig, I love you, bro, but you're kind of crazy on this. But then I listen to The Benefit of Hindsight, and you, as I indicated a few minutes ago, you bring these receipts. So let's kind of start with how you get into this conversation with Bob, because you even kind of had this agreement going into this conversation that would not be a big topic of conversation, right?
Right. That's why I was surprised.
Yeah.
That, here's what happened. I mean, I'll give you the backstory on this a little bit. I think it's just, might be inside baseball, literally and figuratively, but I find it fascinating. Bob recently retired from baseball play-by-play. And he did an interview where he discussed the reasons behind that. And, I'm a huge fan of sportscasters. Bob was probably my favorite sportscaster growing up as a kid. That was my first job after college as a television sportscaster. So I kind of idolized Bob. And I felt like he did not have a full understanding of what really happened, that he was actually being too tough on himself. And so we had about an hour phone call where I explained my view of what really transpired, that he was basically caught in a generation gap, and which is a whole other story, but that then led to, hey, could you come on my podcast and let's talk about some of this stuff? And he thought that was fine. But he said, I don't really want to talk about Penn State because I haven't followed it like you have. I said, that's fine, but I got to ask one question because we are so both associated with it. It would be ridiculous for me not to at least address it. He's like, fine. So I asked the one question, very open-ended, thinking I'm going to move on. And I've been waiting for 12 years, Mark, for Bob to get, you know, journalistically curious and start asking me questions. And shockingly, that's exactly what happened. And what ensued, I believe, and you seem to believe, and other people have listened to, seem to believe, was an extraordinary interaction between two people who are perceived as being very on very different ends of this story. And as far as the story itself, the best analogy I can make is COVID. Because in both of these situations, in the COVID panic and in the Penn State panic, the news media and the public got deeply invested in a narrative before they had all the information. And then it was impossible to reverse themselves, especially the media, because they would have to admit that they were wrong. And Bob is actually the personification of that, because Bob, when he did his interview, this Emmy-winning interview with Jerry Sandusky, which most people believe essentially put the final nail in his coffin, Bob did not. He was living in a world of misperception. It wasn't his fault. There were lots of things being reported that turned out not to be true. In fact, weren't even close to being true. And so I actually have great sympathy and empathy for Bob's situation. I have never criticized his interview with Sandusky, and I've always praised his willingness to be open-minded and learn more about it. And that's what happened in this interview.
So he won an Emmy for that interview with Jerry Sandusky, didn't he?
I believe it was an Emmy. I know he won awards for it. I believe it was an Emmy.
So he says in the beginning of this, when you kind of get into this territory, that you know he certainly felt prepared when he did that interview with Sandusky, but he hasn't, as you indicated, followed this story as close as you have. But he sort of admits what I think a lot of people would admit, like if they're just meeting you, or maybe people are just meeting you for the first time, and they're saying, wait a second, this guy is defending a known pedophile, someone who was naked in the shower with football players at Penn State. How is that even possible? I think I know the story. I heard the Bob Costas interview. This guy's guilty. So it's very uncomfortable for people to even open their eyes to any alternative universe.
Well, I agree with that 100%. But in actuality, that's how this kind of an injustice happened.
Yeah.
Because even good people, even smart people, didn't want to bother wading into this horrible story. Or once they did and realized there was a lot more to it, got scared and ran away. And no, there's no self-interest in this for anybody, especially when they look what's happened to my life and career. My life and career have been largely destroyed by this story. I didn't want this. I fought this for 2 years. I tried to prove Sandusky was guilty after I interviewed him in prison for 3.5 hours the first time. I couldn't come close to doing it. Then as I got deeper and deeper into it, I'm realizing this isn't even close. I mean, like, I don't even lose a second of sleep about this case because I know I'm right. It's not even close. It's like today is Monday. Yet because of the perfect storm and because the media is so broken and because of the nature of the story and everyone being, you know, understandably very offended by it and the ick factor and the toxicity of it, it's an impossible story to fix. Especially when the entire state of Pennsylvania is deeply invested, much like we were in COVID, in a false narrative, and nobody has the guts to go up against it.
Yeah, so he brings up, at one point in this conversation, he brings up Trump and the Steele dossier, and I think he kind of makes the point that, you know, and this would be a natural human reaction when you're being fed this stuff by the media. Well, where there's smoke, there's got to be fire, right?
I get that, and I addressed that with Bob. I mean, this is a story where there's a lot of smoke. But when you delve into it, which no one wanted to do, largely because if you remember this story, my biggest point to Bob, which I pound constantly, is he, along with lots of other people in the media, got distracted by the Joe Paterno aspect of it. Joe Paterno was the legendary head coach at Penn State who got fired like 3 or 4 days into the story. It was perceived that Penn State was pleading guilty, and therefore nothing else mattered, especially after Bob's interview with Sandusky was perceived as going so poorly. But in my view, everybody focused on whether or not there was a cover-up involving Joe Paterno, and nobody delved into the actual alleged crimes, which make no sense at all, have no evidence behind them when there should be mountains of evidence. And the way the whole story has turned out in the last 13 years really, since it blew apart publicly, nothing is consistent with what you would expect. Like, for instance, Jerry never pled guilty, he never plea bargained, he's never been harmed in prison, he's never self-harmed. That's impossible for a serial pedophile of his infamy in this day and age. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Bob brings up something. He even, you know, pushes back on you. He says something about this janitor who was an eyewitness. But then you know all about the janitor, right?
Well, this was, to me, the most interesting part of the and the most telling part of the interview, because I referenced that there was only one witness that was an accuser. Most people probably remember the name Mike McQuarrie, and there's massive problems with the McQuarrie episode, including the date being wrong, I believe, twice. And Bob jumps in and says, wait a minute, there's more than one witness. What about the janitor? And this was where I think it proves my point, where Bob was living in a November 2011 reality and stopped following the Sandusky part of this. I totally get why. When we get to trial, we find out, guess what? There is no janitor. The janitor never testifies. Why? Because he had given a statement to prosecutors saying emphatically that he had never seen Jerry Sandusky anywhere near this alleged episode. So they ended up they claimed they were going to use two hearsay witnesses. I don't even know how they convinced the judge to use a hearsay witness. They promised two of them. They produced one of them. That one hearsay witness changed the location. There's no date. There's no accuser. The whole thing stinks.
Yeah, what I would say, you know, for people listening, because I was as skeptical as anyone, if you listen even to the first few episodes of this podcast, you will understand how this thing got so out of control with the narrative. Now, this is unfair of me to do, John. I want to take a break, though. Will you continue with me after the break?
Because yeah, let's do it.
I want you to set up the O.J. Simpson story, because it relates with all this media nonsense out there. We'll take a break. We're coming back here. Hang in there. A little bit more here with my friend John Ziegler, who and John, maybe it's a good time just to explain the differences between the two podcasts, because they cross-pollinated here with Bob Costas, but you know, it's weird, right? But with the benefit of hindsight, that's a deep dive into the Sandusky case. It's how many parts? It's multi parts.
This is now our 20th episode that are all extremely long. I think the average episode is about 3.5-4 hours long. 20 episodes of I Freudian slip there, with the benefit of hindsight. And now I do a podcast called The Death of Journalism on a weekly basis. And so what we did was we took an hour-long interview that Bob Costas did on The Death of Journalism, took the half hour that was about the Penn State case, and turned it into a new episode with the benefit of hindsight.
But what happened with Sandusky, we've seen it, COVID, we've seen now this cover-up with Biden. There are all these things that I think a lot of people out there don't realize are happening. I try to share this, you try to share it, some other people do, but they don't even realize how this big media monster works. And when something takes on a life of its own, like Sandusky and Paterno, this is what happens, and that's what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With COVID, too.
I think it's all about the groupthink, and it really goes to the lack of courage in today's news media. No one wants to lose their job. No one wants to lose their reputation. The easiest way to do that is to go outside of the herd or the pack on a very controversial or toxic story. COVID and Sandusky clearly fit that description. So no one was going to go up against the grain on this. When I did, I got destroyed, but yeah. I'm a little bit different breed of cat, and I have a lot less to lose. And this is not my first rodeo.
No.
I've been through this kind of thing multiple times before. I know how to navigate it a little bit better than most people do. So I do think that groupthink plays a huge role in this, and kudos to Bob Costas for at least trying not to fall prey to that, because he has no self-interest in revisiting this case at all, probably less than anybody in the mainstream news media, and yet he's always been very open-minded and willing to engage, as he was in the interview that I did with him.
So one of the things he says to you is, you know, I think he says, John, and this is a good question, if you're right about all this stuff, why wouldn't there be attorneys lined up to represent Sandusky on appeal? Why wouldn't there be a clamor to do that, right?
Right. And that's when I bring up OJ,
yes.
Because obviously we both, you know, he has a connection to the OJ case. I have a connection to the OJ cases, which is very different. OJ is probably the most famous defendant in American history, period, but certainly the one most famous for hiring a dream team. And I explained to Bob the differences that are very integral to understanding the two cases, the differences between O.J. and Jerry Sandusky. O.J. had, like, the best kind of celebrity, and Jerry Sandusky had the worst kind of celebrity, because people in the sports world knew who he was, but he had no following. He'd been retired for a long time. He certainly wasn't a star, but his story was important enough in the minds of the sports media to make it into a huge deal, especially once it got Joe Paterno in such trouble. And so that led Bob to tell this fascinating story of him meeting Johnny Cochran on an airplane.
So let me play that right now, because and it runs a couple of minutes. You're going to hang with me here while I do this?
Yep, absolutely. All
right, here we go.
I find myself on a flight sometime around 1997, 98, somewhere in there, from St. Louis, where I lived most of my adult life, to LaGuardia in New York. And as I sit down on the aisle, And at the window is Johnny Cochran, whom I'd never met. And this was the one and only time we crossed paths. So he says hello first. Hi, Bob. How are you? Johnny, nice to meet you. We shake hands. So the flight's like 2.5 hours, during which time we're each reading our paper or our book, but we make small talk and it's all about sports. Now the plane is descending into LaGuardia. And I say, Johnny, indulge me for just a moment here. I know you must deal with this stuff on a daily basis and I didn't want to bother you. So I just have one question. Why, especially in closing arguments, do you think the prosecution never said the following? The defense has asked you to believe in a widespread conspiracy to frame an innocent man. Let's assume, for the purposes of this argument, for just a moment, that the most malign intentions of the LAPD are at work here. How do they know, since by definition here, they're framing an innocent man, how do they know that O.J. Simpson doesn't have an ironclad alibi? How do they know he's not in Philadelphia or he's not at dinner with 10 people who will vouch for his whereabouts at that time? As this conspiracy comes together, they don't know that he doesn't have an ironclad alibi. And since, by definition, and this is the scenario that's been outlined here, these people didn't kill themselves, how do they know that exculpatory evidence won't immediately appear, or that someone shows up in a bus depot someplace with blood all over their shoes, or if more than one person is involved, someone doesn't break ranks and confess, or if this conspiracy among the police involves more than two or three people, that somebody, some link in that chain doesn't break either out of a pang of conscience or for money and fame? How do they know? Let's assume that every one of them is completely immoral. How do they know? They're policemen. They work in there. How do they know that any of those things might not happen at any given time? And here's what Johnny Cochran said. I was expecting them to say that very thing, Bob. And I'm surprised, but happy that they didn't. And then I said, well, Johnny, given everything, it might not have mattered. And then he said verbatim, Bob, I didn't create the facts of that case. I just worked with them. And I said, and brilliantly, we shook hands and that was it.
That's a fascinating story there. And did he say he'd never shared that before? Or maybe he had, I'd never heard it before.
I never heard it before, but unfortunately you cut off what to me is the best part of that exchange, which is my retort, which is, I think, pretty darn good. Because I said to Bob, first of all, I wish you'd been on the prosecution team. And then secondly, I said, O.J. Simpson hired Johnny Cochran because he knew he was guilty. Yeah. Jerry Sandusky hired his buffoon of an attorney, Joe Amendola, because he knew he was innocent. And judging from Bob's expression when I said that, I think it left a mark. Because that's really the comparison of the two cases encapsulated as well as I could possibly do so in one sentence.
And you said in closing on the podcast that even Bob himself, you feel, was a victim of the media firestorm, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because you have to understand that the circumstances that were created in that panic, it was so huge. I don't know if everyone remembers how big a deal this was in November of 2011. This was a moral panic. That's why I continue to use the COVID example. The COVID example was effectively a moral panic, and you weren't allowed to say, wait a minute, masks don't work, or why are we mandating vaccines and social distancing and closing schools? Shut up. This is a panic. Not allowed to do that. Well, the circumstances honestly could not be more similar. And I have to say that the only good thing about the COVID panic was that, at least to a certain segment of the population, mostly conservatives, it's now a lot easier for me to make my argument, because a lot of people go, oh, I can totally see that, given how the news media acted in unison on the COVID panic. And now that we know all the facts all these years later regarding the Sandusky Paterno Penn State case, an extraordinarily similar thing happened there in November 2011. But unfortunately, we can't correct it because of the perfect storm of circumstances and a broken news media. But Bob Costas, to his credit, has stood out as an exception to that rule.
You know, whenever I talk about that case in your podcast in Sandusky, and look, it's not, you know, dinner conversation. You don't want to bring that up because people think you're nuts. But one of the things that I find interesting, and I think you mentioned it in this conversation, you became very close before he passed away with Franco Harris. And that's kind of an interesting
Franco Harris. Franco Harris, for people who don't remember, Pittsburgh Steeler, immaculate reception, Hall of Famer, a mountain of a man. He died a day before the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. I miss him every single day. He and I became extremely close. And Franco Harris, before he died, put together a podcast. I helped him with it, where he described what happened at Joe Paterno's funeral when he confronted one-on-one, mano a mano, the only witness in the case, Mike McQueary, and asked Mike McQueary point blank, right to his face, "What did you see?" And Franco Harris, in extraordinary detail, tells the story of how he became convinced that Mike McQueary did not see or witness anything close to a sexual assault. Right. And Franco Harris, if you know anything about him, was a mountain of a man who was incapable of lying. I would have trusted him with my life. I was in multiple foxholes with him. He was a great human being, and I don't say that very often because I have a very dim view of human beings, but Franco Harris left a gift for us in the podcast that he created. I sent that to Bob Costas with very specific time codes, and to Bob's credit, he listened to the whole thing, which is not that easy to listen to Franco because Franco is a little slow, a little bit of a slow talker, but Franco told the truth, and Bob listened to the whole thing.
So just as we wrap up here, I want to point out the differences in the podcast. The Death of Journalism, you're continuing to do, and I have not heard that portion of the conversation with Bob. Can you sum that up and tease us a little bit? Because I definitely want to follow up on that.
Oh, you got to listen to that, because we talk in great detail about his decision to leave baseball play-by-play, about the news media in general, how things have changed with social media. And, you know, one of the best parts about the fact that we got a little sidetracked on Penn State is that Bob ended the conversation, which is a little bit over an hour long, by saying, "Let's do it again," because we didn't get to everything that we planned on. So I'm going to be interviewing Bob again probably in early July, and we'll put that on social media as well.
Well, what I loved about the portion that, and again, you can find this on my Twitter site, at Mark Reardon, KFTK. We can guide you into where it is on the podcast. But it was such a great conversation because he had good questions. You had great points. I have so much respect for you because I know how much work you've put into this case. And I've listened to, now, John, I'm not going to lie, I haven't listened to all of it with the benefit of hindsight.
Right.
But I know that you bring the goods. And it's undeniable when you hear the facts of this case that it was all manufactured. And there are different reasons why it was manufactured. There were politics, inside politics at Penn State. I mean, Joe Paterno becomes a big case. It's such a complicated case. It really is. And maybe that's why most of the mainstream media never touches it.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Ignorance is a big part of it. Cowardice is a big part of it. And as far as why the interview, the discussion, the conversation with Bob was so good, it's because we've laid the groundwork over 12 years. I mean, Bob and I have gotten to know each other pretty well. We trust each other. We know each other. You know, I don't think that Bob would have put up with somebody he didn't know going in some of the places that I went. But because he's gotten to know me pretty well, he gave me more latitude, and I took it. And what ensued was pretty extraordinary.
So guide people in best way to the podcast if you want to check any of this out.
Well, you know, go to my Twitter feed, John Ziegler's Twitter feed, or my Facebook page, or the Death of Journalism podcast, or if you want the free version of part of which we just played about the Penn State case, go to With the Benefit of Hindsight podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one of the things that was interesting during that conversation about Sandusky is you talk about how, you know, the lawyers get involved, the investigators get involved, and then they do, I think you refer to it as a sweep, and they're fishing in a pond, and all these people that they talk to, they find six guys, right? Six guys, four of whom are very close friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe the most amazing fact of the whole deal. Yes, at the time of Jerry Sandusky's arrest, after hundreds of interviews with people who had gone to Jerry Sandusky's charity, The Second Mile, from broken homes, probably experienced real abuse, they probably experienced divorce, are from bad marriages, probably unemployed. They're all adult males. They do these interviews basically luring them to make an accusation or an allegation against Jerry Sandusky. Only six do. Four of them were friends, all pictured together with their names in Jerry Sandusky's book, with no objection to being used with their name in photo. Can you just imagine if you were being sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky and Jerry put out a book with your name and photograph? Wouldn't you at least object? Hey, what are you doing? I don't want to be in your book. Nothing like that. Because what happened here was there were six guys who figured out, with the help of lawyers and therapists, this could be pretty good for me, the way this is going.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I'm going to listen to the rest of the podcast. Thank you so much. I know it took a little bit more time than we thought, but thanks, Zig. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Mark. You're the best.
I'm going to listen to more of it. I'm telling you, listen to the podcast. You think some of this stuff is off? It's really compelling. It really is. We're coming back. Audio cut of the day. Appreciate everyone's patience with me today, and I was not here for several days last week. There is a story to that I will share eventually here this week, but I've been talking about this event with Thomas Helbig tomorrow night, and Thomas has been waiting patiently because I extended my segment. Thomas, how are you? We got to get people to turn out tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to seeing you in about 24 hours.
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
I'm doing well, but this is really, I think we know, even since the last seminar that we did, what was it, maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, you know, even more important to come tomorrow night to Plaza Rodney Hilton and hear your message, right?
Exactly. You don't want to miss this, folks. You probably heard me and our staff talk about on the radio, linking to the market is so important, especially if you're nearing retirement or already retired. Tomorrow night, I'm going to introduce a new index strategy. It comes with the S&P 500. What you do is they'll measure the S&P 500 the day you get into this account a year from now. If that index is flat or shows any positive growth whatsoever, even if the index is up only 1%, you're guaranteed to get a credit, your account will be credited 8.25% for the whole year. There is no downside risk. If the markets tumble, the worst you earn is zero, and there are no fees. So I've got clients that are consistently getting 8.25% every year. And think about this, folks. You can't find that kind of return even in a bank today. Since this index strategy came out in 2003, so for the last 22 years, the S&P 500 index has been up 81% of the time. It's been showing positive, which means you would have got an 8.25% for the whole year. That's strong, and we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah, and this is a very comfortable way for people who are curious about this. There's no obligation. It's free. We just need to know that you're coming, right, Thomas?
Exactly. So go to either call 314-993-9494 or go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com. Sign up for this, folks. I only talk for 45 minutes. Mark Cox will be there. Annie Fry, and of course, you'll be there. Mark Reardon. And we do a little trivia for the first 15 minutes, and I start talking about 5:40, about 6:45, I'll be done at 7:30.
Yeah,
45 minutes is all it takes.
Yeah, we like to emphasize, it's not a big time commitment, so if you're trying to get something else tomorrow night, you'll have plenty of time to do that. Thomas, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Mark, thanks for having me. Have a good
you.
Time.
Take care.
Right. Bye now.
Let me see here. I pressed the wrong button, so I'm going to pause here and see if I can press the right button.
All right.
All right, let's try this. Take two.
Stand by. Playback ready. Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, I've had so much on my plate today, I haven't even gotten to this. My dear friend Scott Jennings, who I feel I'm losing to the media stratosphere, and he's also going to run for the Senate in Kentucky, was on Bill Maher's show for the first time this weekend. Let's sample a little of that.
All right. Speaking of college kids, you both have been thinking a lot about young boys. No, that came out wrong. That came out.
I think you may have me mixed up with the Lincoln Project.
No, I'm sorry.
A little shot at the Lincoln Project there.
Now we have the Trump Doctrine, which is, I think, as much of a departure as any doctrine a president has ever promulgated. Because what he is saying is, and I'll give you some of the quotes, is in the end, the so-called nation builders wrecked far more nations than they built. This is his speech in Riyadh. Interventionists were intervening in complex societies that they did not even understand. Now, I gotta say, this is something people on the left said about Vietnam. Mm. Societies we did not even understand. We said it about Iraq. What are we doing here?
Something about the Republican doctrine that is fascinating to me. I've been in the party for 25 years working in it. We've always been war and peace. I think Trump has changed it to peace and war. He talks about peace more than he talks about war. He's still hawkish enough to bomb people that need to be bombed, like the Houthi rebels. But I get the feeling he's responding to all these new inflows of constituents of the Republican Party. Maybe they were Democrats before. Maybe they weren't even political before. Mm-hmm. But they would much rather hear an American president talk about peace. And the banner in the Middle East at his rally this week said, peace through strength, which is probably one of the most enduring slogans from the Reagan era. He doesn't agree with him on everything, but on that, I think he's right. But putting peace ahead of war, pretty popular with the American people.
And I haven't had time to watch the whole segment. Scott has posted some of this on his Twitter and Instagram.
We put all kinds of, we put the devil in your pocket every day. Porn, sports gambling. These young men, I think, are somewhat in crisis because we put things in their hands that they had to previously work to get. And now, they don't. And so it's easier to do that than to have a relationship.
So you guys are saying nasty porn's okay if you work for it. Is that what I'm getting? Is this
what you're saying? I think
back in the day, it's earn it.
But I think I'm like you. I'm sort of not sure I'd be in league with banning things for adults. It's a hard thing to do. However, there is something wrong with our culture on this front. Look what we're teaching young women right now. We're teaching a whole generation of young women that the best and fastest way to get rich is to have sex with people in front of strangers for money. We're teaching...
You're talking about OnlyFans?
I'm talking about OnlyFans. We're teaching young women that if you can have sex with 500 or 1,000 people in a short period of time, you'll be a cultural icon. And that is corrosive for the culture. And so to your point, It's different than it used to be. And what are we teaching these girls? It's not just the boys. What are we teaching them about their own personal humanity and values?
Okay.
Well, I'm just picking out some selective sound bites. I'm so proud of Jennings, though, that he's done, he's gotten this far already. It is very likely, and I said this last week, his book's going to come out. He's writing a book. Trump has endorsed it. It's going to come out in December. It is very likely that he's going to run for the Senate seat in Kentucky as Mitch McConnell retires. Now, I personally wish that he wouldn't do that just because I see people go to the swamp and, I'll use a couple of examples. Now, I got one good example. I got one bad example. I got the good example is Eric Schmidt. I've known Eric Schmidt since 2008. I don't think he's changed.
He's
the same person that he is. I'm not saying Jennings is going to change. I'm just saying, politics does change people. Who's the guy that I'm thinking about that has become kind of changed? Oh, yeah, Josh Hawley, the other senator from Missouri. I'll just leave it at that. We'll talk tomorrow at 3. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.